"I'm having the most perfect hallucination," cries a young man under the influence of LSD. "Green and blue patterns are pouring all over me like a deck of cards. Ah, I have a feeling this is what Alice Paradise must be like. I don't feel I'll ever be the same again." Another man lying on the sofa in a motionless estate spoke out under the influence of the drug and said, "All over the ceiling are geometric patterns of light. To say they are beautiful is a word too shallow to use." A Canadian girl under the influence of the drug said, "Next morning my arms were very long, long, long arms covered with beautiful feathers." Another man under LSD said, "All about me was nothingness, absolute empty space. I was floating on a solitary island. No part of my body was subject to gravitation." A teacher under the influence of LSD is reported as having said, "God was love itself. It was Oriental women such as I have never known. Fat and languorous beyond belief. Luscious beyond man's power of normal imagination." The report from another user of LSD is, "After taking LSD, you can do anything better than you did before. You feel that something big physically has happened onto you. You feel violence in your system." The salesman taking LSD became convinced he was the Messiah. Another young man listening to a cello under the drug said, I became the cello and the cello strings and the music and the man who played the music." Another man under the influence of the drug said, "I found I could make my room expand 1,000 miles, and I could also contract it right in front of me. My conscious mind was sort of sitting on my shoulder, watching everything I was doing." Still another man says, "The one who goes out from this door and enters it again will never be the same man as the one that went out." University student says, "Taking other drugs is like climbing a sand. Ah, taking LSD is like scaling Mount Everest. To the ones in the psychedelic world, it is called the aristocrat of the hallucinogens." A few days ago, a young man in Los Angeles walked in front of a speeding officer. He thought he could do this and not be injured because he had taken LSD. Only a few days prior to this tragedy, in the state of New York, a young man stepped from the top of a 4th-story building, thinking he could fly because he had taken LSD. A young lady committed to a mental institution, thinking she was the Messiah and had come to end wars because she had taken LSD. These are just a few tragedies, real examples and results of LSD, which one of our most esteemed senators said on the national broadcast the other evening. It presents a greater threat to our nation than the atomic bomb. So today, the press,